This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The U.S. military is using heavily armed AC-130 gunships to attack al-Qaeda fighters holed up in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan. The gunships are getting battlefield information from unmanned surveillance planes circling overhead. Yesterday, President Bush told cadets at the Citadel Military College in South Carolina the tactics and weapons used in Afghanistan could be a model for 21st century warfare. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The U.S. military was already trying to reinvent itself, but the Afghan war has accelerated the process. President Bush admits this is a challenging time to make changes, like overhauling a car while traveling 80 miles an hour. But he told the Citadel cadets the war has also added urgency and helped soften some institutional inertia.
The conflict in Afghanistan has taught us more about the future of our military than a decade of blue ribbon panels and think tank symposiums.
Mr. Bush compared the attacks of September 11th to Pearl Harbor, which also introduced a new way of war 60 years ago. In order to win this new war against terrorism, he says, the U.S. military must adopt new tactics and weapons.
The enemy who appeared on September the 11th seeks to evade our strength and constantly searches for our weaknesses. So America is required once again to change the way our military thinks and fights.
Those changes are already visible in Afghanistan, which the president says has been a proving ground for both innovative doctrine and high-tech weaponry. In particular, the war has demonstrated the value of unmanned aircraft, such as the Predator and the Global Hawk. The Predator was used for the first time in Bosnia. The Global Hawk is making its combat debut. The unmanned drones can circle a battlefield for more than 24 hours at a time. Air Force General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says that provides commanders with continuous, real-time information about enemy troop movements and other conditions on the ground.
It's so unlike Vietnam, where you took snapshots of the battlefield, and you may do it at 10 in the morning, then you take another snapshot at 2 in the afternoon and at 4, and persistence really counts.
The military is also getting battlefield information from a 707 with souped-up radar, known as Joint Stars. But it's not enough to get the information. The military also has to learn how to combine data from various sources and communicate it to ground troops or warplanes so they can use it in a timely way. For now, Meyer says the military is gluing a lot of things together, and it's working reasonably well. But he says the U.S. can do better in the future.
You see something moving. You say it's a bus. Is it a school bus or is it an al-Qaeda bus? And you don't know that from the Joint Stars alone, so you have to bring other assets to bear, and that whole cycle is being refined, as you would imagine.
It's not just high-tech surveillance or smart bombs that have unseated the Taliban, though. The innovative doctrine that President Bush describes also includes heavy reliance on allied Afghan forces. The ground troops of the Northern Alliance and allied Pashtun fighters have played a vital role in the Afghan war, and they started making big gains only when they were joined by U.S. Special Forces.
Our Special Forces have the technology to call in precision airstrikes, along with the flexibility to direct those strikes from horseback in the first cavalry charge of the 21st century.
In a nod to that combination of high technology and human ingenuity, Mr. Bush says the military needs both more unmanned aircraft and more intelligence officers. He vows the military will be given every resource, every weapon, every tool it needs to win the war on terrorism. At the same time, he says, there will be no blank check for wasteful military spending.
Our war on terror cannot be used to justify obsolete bases, obsolete programs, or obsolete weapons systems. Every dollar of defense spending must meet a single test. It must help us build the decisive power we will need to win the wars of the future.
Mr. Bush says the revolution in the military is only beginning. While the threats to America may have changed, he says, the need for victory has not. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.